Such power was a thing for the little prince to marvel at. If he had been master of such complete authority, he would have been able to watch the sunset not 44 times in one day, but 72, or even 100, or even 200 times, without ever having to move his chair. And because he felt a bit sad as he remembered his little planet which he had forsaken, he plucked up his courage to ask the king a favor.
I should like to see a sunset. Do me that kindness. Order the sun to set.
If I ordered a general to fly from one flower to another, like a butterfly, or to write a tragic drama, or to change himself into a seabird, and if the general did not carry out the order that he had received, which one of us would be in the wrong? The king demanded. The general, or myself?
You,
said the little prince firmly.
Exactly. One must require from each one the duty which each one can perform, the king went on. Accepted authority rests first of all on reason. If you ordered your people to go and throw themselves into the sea, they would rise up in revolution. I have the right to require obedience because my orders are reasonable.
Then my sunset?
The little prince reminded him, for he never forgot a question once he had asked it.
You shall have your sunset. I shall command it. But according to my science of government, I shall wait until conditions are favorable.
When will that be?
Inquired the little prince.
Hum, hum,
replied the king, and before saying anything else, he consulted a bulky almanac.
Hum, hum, that will be about... That will be this evening about 8:20. And you will see how well I am obeyed.
Oh.
The little prince yawned. He was regretting his lost sunset. And then, too, he was already beginning to be a little bored.
I have nothing more to do here,
he said to the king.
So I shall set out on my way again.